Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More and more. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm chasing after you. Hallelujah. Lord, less of me and more of you. Lord, I'm chasing after you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. Hallelujah. We're chasing after you. Oh, God, as the deer panthers after the water, so our souls are longing after you. Oh, God, Lord, we're chasing after you. We need you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy, O God, of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of our sacrifice, O God. Hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice of praise, O God. Hallelujah. Into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the sanctuary, Lord. We are coming seeking your face for this 1 hour, O God. We just ask that you will meet us here. We thank you for already being here, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we struggle off, we struggle off, we shake off every hindrance, oh God, every hindrance that's trying to hold us back from moving forward to do the assignment that you have for our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you on today. Lord, we're going to praise our way through. Yeah, the enemy is coming in like a flood, oh God, but you, oh God, raise up a standard against him, oh God, declaring that no weapon formed against us can prosper. So, Lord, we're chasing after you. We're chasing after you, God, not having our ears inclined to hear, oh God, what the naysayers say, what the world is saying, oh God. Oh, God, what our enemies are saying, oh, God. But, Lord, we have our ears inclined to hear what it is that you have to say for our lives. So, Lord, we just thank you on today, huh? Hallelujah, for this time of worship as we come on this Wednesday afternoon, oh, God, seeking your face, seeking your will, seeking your way. Lord, we say, have your way. Speak to us, God, even through the preached word. As the man of God comes to bring the word, oh, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you have a word in season for us, oh, God. We have come to hear from you, oh, God. We've come to worship you. We worship you. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. We shake off the viper's bite. We shake off the poison that's trying to infiltrate. We shake off every attack of the enemy, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we press in to praise you. We press in to worship you. We press in to hear your voice. So, Lord, bless this service. Bless this 1 hour worship service, oh God, even as we prepare our hearts, even during this next praise song, as we praise you, we ask that you will bless this service, oh God. Open up our hearts, open up our ears, open up our minds to hear what it is that you have to say to us on today. Encourage those who are coming, oh God, hallelujah. Encourage the discouraged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give hope to the hopeless. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. My God, put some running in our feet, oh God, even now, even today. So, Lord, we just thank you that we already have the victory. We already have the victory in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You already have the victory. God is saying today that you already have the victory. Amen, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm excited about today's worship service. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. I need to hear from God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about this worship service, excited about what God is doing, excited about what God is getting ready to say through the man of God. So I'm going to move out of the way. I want you to praise God with me. I'm going to play a praise song. Amen. Normally I try to do a worship song before the word, but I want to play a praise song. And I want you to get happy in your spirit, just clap your hands. If you got it, if you can, just get up and dance. Amen. You got to step on the devil's head. My God, put the devil under your feet where he belongs. But right after this worship song, right after this praise song, right after we praise God, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our very own Pastor Anthony Simmons. And he has, I'm telling you, he has a word for you. Amen. So you might want to text somebody, let somebody know that there is a word. Get ready to come across the airwaves and do the sanctuary. Amen. But let's praise God. Everybody clap your hands. Amen.
Clap your hands, everybody, like this. Go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Everybody clap your hands. Hallelujah. We put our hands together, the enemy gets scared. Hallelujah. When we clap our hands, there's something about the sound of the hand clap that makes the enemy tremble. Hallelujah. I love that song. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, welcome. The Lord has placed something in my spirit. We're going to dive right into it today. I'm going to read a few verses coming from the book of Daniel, the third chapter, Daniel chapter 3, verse 15 to 18. Hallelujah. Let's allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives today. Let me pray briefly. I know my wife has already moved forward. Father, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for your day. You have made this day, Lord. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Now, Father God, we thank you for this teaching and preaching moment. We thank you, Lord, that our ears and our hearts are ready to receive what you have to say to us. Now, Lord, remove every distraction. Thank you for this medium through technology that we bring forth your word. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for manifestation in every area that you have promised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Daniel chapter 3, verse 15, the New International Version reads, "Now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it," help us, Holy Ghost, "you will be thrown immediately into a blazing, fiery furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able," oh, I feel God, "to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." I just want to talk very briefly from the theme, going through but coming out. Going through but coming out. You don't have to talk to too many people to know that many people are going through in the times in which we're living, whether it be in their marriage or their relationships, whether it be with their children, trying to parent, trying to mother and father in a world sometimes that is unfriendly. We are trying to raise positive kids in a negative world, and sometimes it is a challenge. Many people through this economic recession and this seemingly famine in the land, we need to know that there's never a recession or famine in the kingdom of God. For those who serve God, he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches through Christ Jesus. But there is a shortage in the natural of jobs and resources, and people are struggling to pay their bills. They are struggling to meet mortgage payments. People are struggling to hold on to their automobiles and to pay car notes. But as we heard the word of God today, God is able. God is able. And even as I read this text and I knew God was going to take me here today, God showed me the fact that he is able sometimes should be enough. I hope you hear God today. The fact that God is able sometimes should be enough for you and I. If God allowed it, if God permitted it, if God allowed certain things to happen in your life, in this season of your life, not only can you handle it, God is going to allow you to grow from it, he's going to allow you to learn from it, and he's going to allow you to get stronger from it. See, we need to understand the Bible has patterns. when God took the children of Israel out of Egypt, was trying to bring them into the promised land, he brought them into the desert, he brought them into the wilderness. There was lack of water, there was lack of food, there was lack of resources. But God reminded the people in Deuteronomy, I took you into the wilderness, I took you into the desert, not to punish you, but to prove you. Oh, glory. I did not do it to punish you, but to prove you. I did not do it to punish you, but I did it to prepare you. I did not do it to punish you, but I did it as my way of processing you to becoming what I need you to become for me. See, I've seen it too many times how people have been so blessed that the blessing moved them away from God. And God said, before I take you into the promise that I have for you, I'm going to prove you, I'm going to test you, I'm going to ready you, so when I pour out my blessing upon you and it's too much for you to receive, you're going to remain faithful to me. People of God, please hear the Lord today. First and foremost, before some of our petitions, before some of our supplications, before some of our desires are met by God, we need to know that we are called to be first and foremost worshipers of God. You and I are called to worship God. He called them out of Egypt to be worshipers. He called the first church to build temples to worship him. He told Moses, build me a tabernacle, build me a temple, a place of worship. And that's what the church of today represents, a house of worshipers. We come to church to worship God. We come to church to reverence God. We come to church to exalt God. The word is for us. Worship is for him. Hallelujah. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I know that the God we serve is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace and from what you're about to do to us. But even if he does not, we will not serve your God. We're in a day where the world is trying to make you and I bow down to the God of this world. We have three enemies, the world, this flesh, and the devil. And this world is trying to make us bow down, not to our God, but to the things of this world. And I'm trying to remind you today, we need to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God, if you have me in this, God is for a reason. God, if you don't deliver me in this season, you're going to give me the strength to get through it. God, if you don't remove it right now, you're giving me the capacity to endure this trial. God, I know you love me. God, I know you're with me. God, I know you're able. But even if I don't get the results I'm looking for, I get excited because I know that even through this, you are with me. Glory be to God. Even through this, you are with me. You remember the book of Isaiah when he said, when you pass through the waters, you will not drown and the waters will not overtake you. He said, you'll go through the fire and you will not get burnt. And he goes on to say, forget the former thing. I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the desert. Hallelujah. If they would have hung with God long enough, the children of Israel, they would have got to the promised land. God led them by a cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. He showed them that he was present with them, even through their trial, but sometimes that was not enough. And I'm here to tell you today, look for the signs of God being with you, even what you're going through today. I get excited because every now and again he shows me favor. My wife and I and our church family, we were trying to do a baptismal service, and we went to another church in our area, a pastor who we needed her to open her door and her church and her facility to allow us to move forward in the things of God that he pressed upon our heart. And this particular ministry did not open their doors and give us the opportunity. We went back and forth for a season, and then God told me to let it go. And right after that, my wife and I preached at another church, and the door just swung wide open. You can have your baptismal service here. You can use our facility. You can come and allow God to use you in any way. And I'm here to tell you, when one door closes, another door is open. Hallelujah. Hear God today. When one door closes, another door is open. You may have been laid off. God has a better job. You may have lost your home. God has a custom-built home with your name on it. You may have lost your automobile. It probably was repossessed. God said, not only am I going to give you another car, it's going to be a better car. Oh, hear God today. You're waiting for that husband. You're waiting for that wife. And God is saying, when you go through the furnace, you will not lose your life. You will not lose your ministry. You will not lose your purpose, because I am with you even through the fiery furnaces of your life. Hallelujah. I get excited knowing that God is able and he will deliver us. You need to know that not only are you coming out, you are already out. Not only are you coming out, you are already out. How do you spell release? Hallelujah. One of the tragedies in our day, and lately I've been hearing pastors address this issue. I've been hearing certain people look at the body of Christ and say, how can, as far as things go, as far as the body of Christ, why do circumstances, why do situations, why do hardships have the ability to move us away from the things of God? Where the Bible clearly says, draw near to God, God will draw near to you. You don't realize, if you're staying home on a Sunday, if the enemy has deceived you so much so that your very answer lies through that preached word of God, lies through faith coming by hearing, lies through you having fellowship with the saints and building up your most holy faith, if the enemy can isolate you, he can destroy you. That's how cults work. That's how cults work. They disguise themselves as a family, and sometimes that's how gangs work. They disguise themselves as a family. They embrace you. Then they isolate you from the very ones that love you. They turn you against the very ones that are for you, and they isolate you. Then they control you. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, continue to do the things that they knew to do. They were brought into bondage, into Babylon. They were in a strange land. They were taken away from their temples, their houses of worship, their families. But if you read Daniel chapter 1, they did not eat the choice foods of the king. If you read the book of Daniel, you'll see that they stayed fast in prayer. They stayed true to prayer. They stayed true to what they know to do. Daniel prayed with the window wide open, and he disobeyed the king's order. They threw him in the lion's den, and Daniel still survived because he remained faithful to the things of God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrust into the fiery furnace because they disobeyed the king. They did not bow down to his order, and they still survived because with God, glory be to God, who could be against you? If God be for you, who can be against you? The Bible says that the king had the audacity to say, what God can deliver you from me? He had the audacity to ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what God can deliver you guys from me? And then as the story goes on, he sees a fourth man walking in the furnace with these three. See, people don't know how you're going through what you're going through. Oh, I don't know who that's for. People don't know how you're continuing to move forward by faith, how you continue to be optimistic instead of pessimistic, how you continue to be positive instead of negative, how you still have hope for your future. And John Maxwell said it best. If there is hope in the future, there is power in your present. Glory be to God. If you still have hope about your future, that means that you are powerful in the moment that you're in. The enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And when people look at you and I, because I'm preaching to myself today, you're going through. Sometimes people have abandoned you. Sometimes certain people have persecuted you. There are certain people coming against you, certain haters coming against you for no reason at all. And I preached a word from Leah on Sunday at our church, and the Bible says God saw when Leah was hated, he opened up her womb. And God is telling you and I, we need to thank God for our haters, because he's about to prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Glory be to God. God is about to manifest his blessings in your life. God is about to pour out something in you and through you. God is about to bestow upon you so much might, so much power, so much authority, so much blessing, so much ability that you won't even be able to receive it. And God is saying to you today that the devil is trying to get you to move out of position because you're right there on the verge of a breakthrough that you've been praying for, that you've been believing for, that you've been wanting for a long time, and God says you're right there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I feel God. I feel God right now. God is saying you're so close. Don't give up now. You've come too far by faith. You've come this far by faith. Don't give up now on your dream. Don't give up now on that ministry. Don't give up on that marriage now. And it's a tragedy how marriages, we need to understand, I'm just going to stay here for 1 minute. I'm going to move on. But as it pertains to marriages, there are so many people who are attached to your life, your children, your in-laws, your niece, your nephews, their co-workers. There are so many people that's looking at you and your husband, you and your wife, praying, hoping, wanting what God has blessed you with. And every time we have a felt marriage in the body of Christ, the Bible says that word remains unfruitful in those lives. The Bible says the sower sowed the word, and the cares of this world rose up, and the thorns of this world rose up, and the worries of this world rose up and choked the word out of the people of God. And God is telling you and I today, he's reminding you and I today, not only am I able, but I will keep you. He says, I'll keep you in perfect peace. He says, lo, you go through the valley, lo, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So God is shaking this world. He's shaking this earth. He's shaking up marriages. He's shaking up ministries. He's shaking churches. And God is wanting for you and I to remain faithful. The Bible says, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, that many hearts will grow cold and many people will turn from the faith. And we're in that day. But I'm reminding you who you are in God. Stay connected to God. He says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, my word will remain in you. And the Bible says you'll bear much fruit. Hallelujah. You're supposed to bear fruit. You're supposed to walk in your purpose. You have a divine assignment on your life. That's why the warfare is raging. That's why the warfare is so intense in this season in your life. That's why all hell is breaking loose and breaking forth in your life, because you're a powerful man. You're a powerful woman of God. There's nowhere in my Bible, whether it be Moses, whether it be Joseph, whether it be the disciples, whether it be the Apostle Paul, the first church, that you did not have to go through a process of trials, a process of painful situations, a process and a season where you said, God, I don't know if I can take one more thing. And God is reminding you today, although you're going through, you're coming out. As a matter of fact, you're already out. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory be to God. You're already out. That's why you got to hang in there. You got to hold on. A change is coming. You got to hold on. Everything is going to be all right. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not trying to feed you with things that are not true. I'm giving you the word of God. And he said, my word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which I sent it to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego survived because they trusted God. Now, when it was hot in that furnace, when they were being thrown into the furnace, I'm sure there was a level of fear. I'm sure there was a degree of fear. I'm sure they were worried because they were human beings. But they still said, there was something on the inside that said, for Christ I live, for Christ I die. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. And we got to have that kind of faith. No more a form of godliness. God is saying that that day is over. No more a form of godliness. God, the rubber is to the road, baby. And God is testing you and I. He's testing who will remain. And those who will remain, he's going to use in a mighty way. Because he still wants to deliver people from crack cocaine. He still wants to deliver the alcoholic. He still wants the person that's trying to re-enter into prison. No more re-entry for you. He still, in the name of Jesus, wants us delivered from every curse, every stronghold, every familiar spirit, every ounce of witchcraft that has cursed our lives. He still wants to show that he's a miracle-working, supernatural God. And the only way he can position you and I to do that is to allow us to remain faithful and to watch him in our due season. He says you will reap a harvest if you do not faint. So I'm asking you today, to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to trust God, to believe God, to rely on God. The Bible says that the children of Israel saw the giants in the land. They brought back the grapes. They looked at the land flung with milk and honey. They saw a place that if they get to that place in God, they'll have no more need for water. They'll have no more need for food. Every natural resource that they need will be blessed. Everything that they need will be adequate and suffice. And they saw the promised land, but because giants occupied the promised land, they gave up on it. And I'm here to tell you, don't give up on your dream, just because there's a mountain before you. He'll take you over the mountain. He'll take you around the mountain. He'll take you under the mountain. He'll even take you through the mountain. If your dream is on the other side of it, God will get you to your dream. So don't let the giants in your life scare you. Don't let the enormous debt that you're facing today. Don't let the fact that you have not had a child yet, the fact that you're not married yet, the fact that the church has not grown into what God shows you yet. Don't let your facts challenge your faith. Because what we see is not really what it is. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Mary and Martha saw their brother laying dead in the grave. They said, Jesus, our brother is dead. Not only that, he stinks. It's been 4 days. It's over. It's done. Why would you even bother? Martha and Mary saw with their eyes, along with the other people, this is a situation that is over. And Jesus reminded them, those of you who believe, oh, wow, my God, I'm getting excited. Those of you who believe, even if it's dead, even if the business have gone out of business, even if the marriage has ended, God can reconcile you to, God can reunite you to. God can put that marriage back together. Even if that child has gone away and went wayward, living an alternative lifestyle, got hooked on drugs, just abandoned you, joined a cult, God is still able. And he showed Martha and Mary, if you believe, remove the stone. I'm about to show you the kind of God that you serve. Hallelujah. I'm about to show you the kind of God that you serve. So when people come walking into your church, family by family, when tithes and money and other things start just pouring into your life, when supernatural blessings, people start showing you divine, unconventional favor, you're going to say, my God, you're real. And you're going to pass that faith on to somebody else that's going to need it. Know that everything you're going through is never for you alone. We got to pass our faith down to our children, down to our congregations, down to our family members. I had a nephew who came to our service on Sunday, and he's been watching my life. He's been absent. He's had a hard way to go in life, a rough hill to climb. He still has trials. He still has a hard hole to dig himself out of, but he still has hope because he has an uncle that he can look up to that's trying to be positive, that's trying to remain, that he knows who's going through just like any other man out here, but he'll remain faithful to the things of God, and he's looking to just one man in his family that he can glean from. One person who is strong that will not bow down to the pressures of this world. And that's what God is saying to you. Your sister's watching you. Your little sister or your brother is watching your life. Somebody's looking to you for encouragement. So stay true to the things of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fiery furnace, and with this I'm done. And the Bible says when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. Hallelujah. It said, Pastor, it said when they came out, their clothes wasn't even burnt. It was like a walk in the park, a walk on the beach. So whatever you're going through, somebody's going to say to you, you know, you don't look like what you've been through. Woo! You know, I heard your testimony, I heard your story, but you don't look like what you've been through. So stay true to God. You might be going through, but you are coming out. As a matter of fact, you're already out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Pastor, I give it back to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going through, my God, powerful word. You're going through, but you're coming out. As a matter of fact, you're already out. My God, God is speaking on today, a powerful preacher. Pastor Emily, that's just so powerful that God has you come from the book of Daniel, because he has me in the book of Daniel as well, and you and I, we don't compare notes or anything like that. But when you began to come from the book of Daniel, I knew God was going to speak, and God is speaking to somebody on today. He had me release a word to our friend in North Carolina, Pastor Horn, that if you don't bow, you will not break. If you don't bow, you will not break. And God is speaking to us on today that there's a remnant, my God. There's a remnant out there, and God is looking for his remnant to stand during this season and be counted, to stand up and be counted as the real sons and daughters of God. God is getting ready to show out. Do not crack under pressure, my God. Don't crack under pressure, because God is getting ready to show himself mighty in your situation. And, Pastor, you know, to a lot of people that might have sounded like it was motivational, but what we have to realize is that the gospel is the good news. And you know what? I mean, you got to tell me, with all the hell I'm going through right now, you got to tell me some good news, my God. Tell me some good news. Remind me of the God that I'm serving. Remind me that this trial is not for nothing. Remind me that God is on the other side. And not only that he's not on the other side, but this experience is just an illusion, my God. You know, this pressure is just an illusion. The fact that I'm going through so much is just an illusion, because as you so eloquently put it, I'm already through. I'm already out. I'm already on the other side. Somebody got to catch that on today. You're already on the other side. You just got to see the manifestation. It's time for God to manifest. And Pastor Emily, you said something else so mightily. You said, something about Leah was hated, my God, and because of that, God opened up her womb, and she was able to give birth. And when you were preaching that, the Lord showed me that there are many people, even in the sanctuary right now, who are getting ready to give birth, my God. God, because of your haters, huh? Because of those who have persecuted you, because of your naysayers, because people have rejected you and manipulated you and walked away from you, God is saying this is your season to give birth. God is opening your womb. Man or woman, God wants you to hear this on today, that he is opening your womb and you are about to give birth. That's why you have so much pressure. The man of God said, that's why there's so much pressure. That's why you're going through so much hell, because you are getting ready to give birth, my God, to that thing. God showed you something. God showed you something. And he's getting ready to manifest it. You're just on the verge of the breakthrough, my God. And it always hurts when that woman is pushing out that baby. It always hurts the most just when that baby is about to break the hymen and come out of there. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's getting ready to break the hymen in your situation. He's getting ready to break the hymen in your circumstances. And you're getting ready to be, you're getting ready to hold on. You're going to see the manifestation of your baby and what God has allowed you to get. And that might be what God has allowed you to give birth to. And that might be ministry. That might be a marriage, it might be money, whatever it is, it might be a business, whatever God has shown you, the pressure has been intense, but God is saying he's opened your womb and you're about to give birth. You're going through, but you're coming out. As a matter of fact, you're already out. Powerful word, Pastor Emily. Thank you so much for stirring us up on today. I just thought I was going to jump out of my seat. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to open the altar for prayer. If you need prayer, Pastor Emily, just incline your hearts for prayer. You can press 1 just as a sign. We're not going to take any calls, but we will pray. The man of God will pray for you and cover you. Amen. Just come press your way. We believe the altar is the place where we meet God. We thank God for those in the sanctuary, for our visiting pastors, Pastor Calvert, amen, and Pastor Larry Sarton. We thank God for you visiting with us here at New Creation Christian Ministries and all of our guests, amen, that are here in the chat room and on the phone line. We thank God for our very own Apostle Matthew Tillery, who stopped in on today. Pastor Emily, I'm going to give it back to you and let you pray as the Lord leads you to cover the people of God.
Amen. One of the things that we need to know from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that was not their original names. They were stripped of their names. And in this hour, so many people are being stripped. They're being stripped of what they've known. Many people are being stripped in their finances. Things are being taken away. Things are being confiscated from their lives. Many people don't have the same means that they used to have. They don't have the same resources that they used to possess at one stage in life. But the fact that they stripped these men of their name did not change who they were in God. And we need to be reminded that some things may have been removed from our lives. There are certain things that have been taken away from us, but we are still the same in the sight of God. So as I pray today, know who you are in God and allow that to remind you of who you are in God. And when you know who you are in God, you understand your value to the kingdom, you'll be able to endure your trials in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that's over every life. Lord, even as the death angel passed over those in the days of Egypt, Lord, I thank you that the blood of Jesus still cover us today. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that even through these trials in our marriages, these trials through trying to maintain financially, Lord, somebody has sickness in their body and they need divine healing today. Lord, somebody has a troubled mind. They are depressed and worried, have anxiety on every level. Somebody's stressing out today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're not just able, but you will do what you said you will do. You said you'll keep our minds in perfect peace if they be stayed on you. You said in the name of Jesus, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. So right now, Lord, we pray your word. We pray your word that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you are going to do for those of us who have been faithful to you. Now, Lord, we thank you for miracles and breakthroughs and manifestation at every area of life. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you, hallelujah, will get the glory out of our lives, that you, in the name of Jesus, will allow us to advance in our purpose, our divine assignment. You have called us for a time such as this. You said the harvest is plentiful, laborers being few. So, Lord, we thank you for the call that's on our lives. We thank you that the cup that you gave us, we're able to bear it. So, Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith today that we'll be able to stand against the fiery trial, against every enemy in the name of Jesus. They'll come one way, and they'll flee seven different ways. So, Lord, I thank you for the people of God today that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So, Lord, thank you for reminding us that we are new creations in you. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I tell you right now, I am assured of the fact that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Powerful word, powerful prayer. Listen, we're not just here praying, church. We believe that God is moving mightily in the midst of the lives of the people that come here on a weekly basis. We thank God for over 1,000 people just coming back to listen to the archives. We thank God that those people's lives are being touched. You know, it's not about, you know, our acclaim. It's about God's glory. It's not about us getting the glory. It's about God getting the glory. And so many people are struggling. So many people are suffering that we want to be that light in the middle of the darkness. The Bible says we are the light of the world. We want to be that salt that adds the flavor to somebody's life who feels like giving up. Amen. We want to be there for that person who does not know Jesus yet. And if you don't know Jesus, he came, he lived, he died, so that you could have life and have life more abundantly. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only son so that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have eternal life with him. So we invite you to know Jesus. We had prayer last night, and after prayer, we got a phone call, and we were able to lead a brother to salvation. My God, to giving his life back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is more precious than that? The Bible said that he who wins souls is wise. So we thank God for those who are being saved. And if you need to be saved, you can pray this prayer. Father God, I come to you just as I am. I repent of all of my sins. I ask you to come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my head. Be the head of my life. I give myself to you. Now, Lord, help me to be who you have ordained me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved by God. Hallelujah. Listen, and you can be saved through the archives. Listen, you don't have to be live here in the sanctuary while we're doing this, but you can be saved through the archives. Hallelujah. And help somebody else get saved. Help us to do what we do by posting this on your Facebook pages and sharing this word and sharing this message. We're here every Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon. Partner with us as we do the ministry of soul winning, as we do the ministry of life changing, as we do the ministry of kingdom building. Hallelujah. Partner with us with your efforts and also partner with us with your finances. We ask you to pray. Ask God, how can I be a blessing financially to this ministry? It may be for you to give weekly offerings. You could do that. Or it may be for you to partner with us on a monthly basis. Say, you know what, I want to partner with this ministry, with what they're doing online and what they're doing at their church location. I want to be a partner. I want to partner with New Creation Christian Ministries. I want to partner with Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons.
We have people who are actually sending checks through the mail, and you can be one of them. Listen, you don't have to. We just ask that you do consider, amen, sowing into this ministry. It is fertile ground, amen. But the word is free, amen. And we invite you to come back each and every week, amen, to be encouraged, exhorted, edified, amen, in your walk with God. Hallelujah. So if you want to sow, amen, you can do that by going to our website at nccmonline.org. There's a donate button there, or you can send a check through the mail to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. And we thank you right now for everybody who has sown already. And Lord, we thank you for those, Father God, who are giving, even as a response to this appeal to partner with us. Lord, we thank you for all of our partners that we already have and those who will join us. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless their lives, bless their ministries, bless their marriages, bless their finances, oh God, bless their children, oh God. Lord, add a blessing above and beyond anything that they can ask or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We invite you to come out and visit with us. We're, again, at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're there tonight at 7 o'clock for our Bible study, and then we'll be there also on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. for a powerful worship service. Amen. We can't do what we need to do here on the internet, but I'm telling you, we know that God's Spirit is moving here as we are in the virtual sanctuary. But come on over to 87 First Street. You will be blessed. Amen. Pastor Amnon, I'm going to give it back to you, amen, for final remarks and also for our benediction.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. He is our source. No matter what the struggle is already over. So we just thank God for every listener today, even those who will tune in to the archives to be encouraged. We need the word to strengthen us. We need the word poured into our lives. We need the word of God to saturate us in this time and this hour in which we live. So I just thank God for the word that was over our lives today, and I know it will manifest in due season. Hallelujah. Again, we'll be in Elizabeth tonight, 7:30. Trust me, press your way out of your local. You will not be disappointed. Come on out and hear the word of the Lord. We always have a high time in God, and we are just excited for you today. Father, we thank you for your word, even as we pray the final blessing on this day. Thank you for every listener, Lord, those who are at work, those who have iPods on or laptops or iPads, those who are listening via telephone. Lord, we thank you for them today, every pastor, every apostle, every member of a church, every, Father God, lay person, all your children, Lord, all assembled, even on this line, Lord. Bless us and bless us indeed. Enlarge our territories. Let your hand be on us. Keep us from evil, that we will not do harm to you. The peace of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The love, agape God, agape love, ours hence now and forevermore. Let's go in peace. Let's serve our God.
Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, y'all know what time it is. Y'all might as well.